If Trump had been the one to end the war, political commentary by Nasser Kandil. Since the Gaza ceasefire agreement, a narrative has prevailed, claiming that the credit for reaching the deal goes to the US President Donald Trump, who threatened to unleash hell unless the resistance prisoners were released before Trump entered the White House. However, upon closer examination of the agreement and its alignment with the resistance demands, it becomes clear that the party making concessions was Israel and its Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. However, the dominant narrative supported the theory that Netanyahu's true project was war and that Trump forced him to accept the agreement as it represented a strategic asset Trump needed at the start of his presidency. Now, with Trump once again declaring that all gates of hell will be open unless the resistance releases all prisoners by next Saturday, Netanyahu has been handed a golden opportunity to break free from the agreement and return to war, especially since it's clear that the resistance will not comply. Yet Netanyahu has not seized this chance. If he had truly been pressured into the agreement by Washington, why would he hesitate to walk away now? In the span of just 48 hours, Israel's positions shifted gradually in a downward trajectory. Initially, Israeli officials welcomed and echoed Trump's threat, though notably they went from all prisoners instead referring to prisoners. Later, the demand morphed into all prisoners included in the first phase, which amounted to just 9 individuals. Israeli media then cited senior government sources, likely Netanyahu himself, suggesting a willingness to return to the agreement if Hamas resumed a deal and released the 3 prisoners scheduled for the release on Saturday. At this point, it's clear Netanyahu will not return to war, nor will he take advantage of the American opening to abandon the agreement. This confirms that the pressures forcing Netanyahu into accepting the ceasefire and making concessions came from somewhere other than Washington. Yet despite this, sections of the Arab media, unfortunately, distort the reality to deny the resistance its rightful recognition in achieving victory. Israeli reports and border checkpoint sources indicate that Tel Aviv is now allowing the entry of temporary housing units and heavy equipment, items it had previously blocked, which had prompted Hamas's protest. Meanwhile, Israeli internal discussions reveal that the military is in no position to restart the war, as it has no strategic horizon, its morale is broken and its fighting spirit depleted. Israeli society, too, is unwilling to embark on another reckless adventure that would only lead to more prisoners taken without any real prospect of victory. After months of extensive time, resources and destruction, Israel had still failed to win the war. This means Netanyahu's decision to accept the ceasefire was dictated by battlefield realities, not American pressure. The occupying entity suffered a defeat that is now being obscured behind the smoke of American threats.